Please stand by. Good day, and welcome to the Florida Dreamers call. As a reminder, today's call is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn things over to Ali Noorani, Executive Director of the National Immigration Forum. Please go ahead.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Ali Noorani. I'm the Executive Director of the National Immigration Forum, and we are thrilled today to be joined by some of our Coast partners in South Florida who are playing critical roles in building businesses that help the Florida economy thrive. Let me just take a 1 minute here to set a little bit of context. Context is that, you know, September 5th of last year, President Trump decided to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, stating a deadline of March 5th, 2018. We are now, you know, about or just over a month away from that deadline, and as everybody probably knows, we are in, you know, rolling right into the middle of a legislative debate in terms of a solution for Dreamers. Yesterday, the White House released a framework that touches on a legislative solution for Dreamers, border security, and, in our opinion, dramatic reductions in legal immigration. In the Senate, you have bipartisan legislation being developed, both by Senators Durbin and Graham, but also groups of moderate senators from both sides of the aisle. And in the House of Representatives, you have Representatives Hurd and Aguilar, who have introduced bipartisan legislation, and as well as some fairly harsh, hardline legislation introduced by Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte. All that to say, what we're here today to talk about is the impact of DACA recipients, Dreamers, on the Florida economy, and why a legislative solution for Dreamers is so important for the state of Florida. We've got three speakers joining us. First will be Wendy Kalurgis, President and CEO of the Greater Miami and the Beaches Hotel Association. Next will be Felice Garrido, entrepreneur in residence at Startup Health. And then finally, Jonathan Plutzik, owner of the Betsy in South Beach. Unfortunately, Mike Fernandez, chairman of NBF Healthcare Partners, was unable to join us at the last minute due to an appointment that unfortunately ran long. So with that, I would like to turn to our first speaker, Wendy Kalurgis, president and CEO of the Greater Miami and the Beaches Hotel Association, and also a member of the American Dream Coalition. Wendy, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ali. And as you know, our hospitality industry is a key economic driver, you know, not only for our state of Florida, but for the country. And the Dreamers represent a large portion of our industry. They're our heartstrings. They represent generations of hospitality workforce. And it is absolutely crucial that our leaders such as Rubio and the House work together with the president and the administration for an immediate and permanent solution. We don't want to see any cuts to legal immigration. We need more opportunities for legal immigration to sustain our workforce and our thriving economy. An opportunity I had a couple of weeks ago as a member of the Coalition for the American Dream was signing a letter with 114 CEOs urging Congress to act immediately to pass a permanent bipartisan legislation solution to enable Dreamers who are currently living and working and contributing to our communities. This letter was also signed by Arne Sorenson, CEO of Marriott International, as well as Catherine Luger, the president of the American Hotel and Lodging Association. So hospitality is a key. It's key that we this happen. We cannot let, you know, we've got to take care of them. We've got to take care of our workforce.
Great. Thank you so much, Wendy. Our next speaker is Felice Garrido, entrepreneur and resident at Startup Health. Felice, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ali. Everyone, it's a pleasure to be with you today. As Ali mentioned, I'm an entrepreneur in residence at venture fund Startup Health and a serial tech entrepreneur. In terms of background, I also served in both the Obama and Bush White Houses, and I served in the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service under the Bush administration. I'm also a proud board member of the Immigration Partnership and Coalition Fund, founded by Mike Fernandez, who unfortunately wasn't able to join us. But the Impact Fund focuses on family unity and works towards protecting the individual rights of immigrants. As the son of Cuban immigrants, this is incredibly personal to me. And for the first time, Impact has brought together business and civic leaders in Florida who support the policies and practices that recognize the important contributions that immigrants make to our economy and our communities. We're focused towards fundraising for the defense of non-felon undocumented residents to protect families, and we recognize the importance that immigrants represent to the fiber of a community and its economic well-being, especially in Florida. And as Ali has stated, we're demanding on Congress to act, given that the fact that the fate and the lives of 800,000 Dreamers is in their hands, 49,000 of which reside in Florida. It remains to be seen what they will deliver on, but we are pressing on them to act now, especially our Senator, Senator Marco Rubio. Thank you, Ali.
Hey, thank you so much, Felicia. Our next speaker and our final speaker for this afternoon is Jonathan Plutzik, owner of the Betsy in South Beach. Jonathan, thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, everyone. I do want to talk about the fact that I own a small business with perhaps 200 employees, but I really want to begin instead by speaking about how we are together, these employees and ownership, management, and employees at the lowest rung to the highest rung are really a member of one unified family. This is a really personal thing, not only for me, but for all of us. We see these young men and women join us, certainly as first-generation Americans, but they become so rapidly contributing, established, responsible members of our community. It's impossible to distinguish, despite the immigrant-rich nature of the Miami community that I live in now, frankly, the New York community that I used to live in, distinguish between those that have been here for 1 year versus those that have been here for 20 years. And it says, frankly, to get this DACA thing right, which for me is really a simple issue, says so much about what kind of country we are. I believe so deeply that what made our country great are the immigrants that have come to this country over the long history of it, whether it's 10 years ago, 100 years ago, or 200 years ago. And to reject that essence of America today, I think is simply a terrible mistake. I do want to focus, too, on beyond the emotional humanity part of it, about the business part of it. Without these young men and women, and frankly, today, some of them are not so young. They're not babies anymore. People have come here to this country, become well-educated, they've become established in our businesses. Without these people, our businesses and our communities cannot function. So I really want to conclude my remarks by talking selfishly about what our economy needs and what my business needs to continue to prosper. And what we need is a permanent solution around these DACA recipients, so the uncertainty we have today can be eliminated for them, and the uncertainty we have for the businesses who employ them can be eliminated as well. Our future depends on clarity around the DACA program. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much, Jonathan. Operator, if you can provide the instructions for questions, and then Wendy, I have a follow-up question for you in just a second.
Okay.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question over the phone lines, you can press star 1 on your touchtone phone. We ask that you please limit yourself to one question to allow everyone an opportunity to signal. You are more than welcome to re-queue for follow-up questions. Again, star 1 for phone questions.
Wendy, quick question for you. So just wanted to ask you to kind of restate and underscore the size and the breadth of the hospitality industry in South Florida. And then perhaps just provide a little bit of color on, among your membership, some of your members who are employing DACA recipients.
Are you, I'm sorry, you said the size. Did you mean number? Do you want the number of employees or?
Exactly, the number of employees.
Our industry represents approximately 55,000 in just Miami-Dade County, 55,000 hospitality employees. And we have over 185 hotels, and this is just not about hotels, but my association is, you know, predominantly a hotel, the Hotel Association. And we also are seeing tremendous growth over the next few years with an additional, you know, well, over the next 5 years, probably another 7,500 hotel rooms conservatively. So it's an industry that, you know, has always represented, you know, the majority of the workforce in Miami-Dade County in particular, and also across the state. So it's a growing industry, and there are a number of our hotels do have DACA employees. They are employed by them. I don't have the exact number, but, you know, they are represented.
Great. So thank you, Wendy.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Do we have a question in the queue?
Yes, and as a reminder, it is star one. We'll go first to David Smiley, Miami Herald.
Hi. Forgive me, I didn't catch the name of the gentleman from Impact, but my question was regarding Marco Rubio. Why single him out specifically among the South Florida delegation as the member that you're placing so much faith in? And two, I'm curious what efforts have been made to try to work with his office.
Hi, David. My name's Felice Gororo, and I think Marco is, or Senator Rubio is so important. One, because of what he represents. You know, his father came here to this country. His parents came here to this country in the pursuit of the American dream. This is something that should be very near and dear to his heart. We've seen him take a leadership position with the Gang of Eight's proposal. We saw him, deliver on various pieces of legislation when he was Speaker of the House, and yet we see him absent in this debate. I think that's in stark contrast to other members of the delegation, specifically Mario Diaz-Balart and Carlos Cubello. We would hope that the senator would step up and show leadership, like we know he has in the past. And I think it's very important to his constituents and to Florida at large. Lastly, I would say, and I would stress, 49,000 Dreamers, of which reside in Florida, are depending on him, and so are the rest of his constituents.
I know I'm supposed to be one question, but can you address what efforts you're aware of locally to try to work with Senator Rubio on the issue?
I think there have been continuous efforts to reach out to the senator, and I would say we continue to maintain a dialogue with him and his office, we're encouraging him publicly and privately to take action and show leadership.
And if I can just pipe in here, David, I would just say from the Washington, D.C. perspective, you know, when Senator Rubio was part of the Gang of Eight, he really brought an important voice to the solution that was crafted in 2013 and 14, and that ultimately passed the Senate. We're concerned that with his recent quotes of saying that, you know, the process, the bipartisan process currently underway in the Senate was not going to result in anything fruitful. I just think that, you know, Senator Rubio has a lot of experience on the issue, has a lot of credibility, and there's a time when we need Republican experience and credibility to get to a bipartisan solution. That is now. Jonathan or Wendy, would you like anything on this?
Actually, you know, I'd like to make one quick comment, just an add-on to Wendy's early comment, if I may, and that's about employment growth. And we all know, frankly, that the national statistics around unemployment are very low, and we're in a job market. Wendy spoke about it a bit, the growth in hospitality. We're in a very tight job market. Actually, it's hard to hire people to fill all the slots we've got to fill. And so, again, I want to underscore that simply as a business matter, we need to keep these people that are in our community already and are functioning so well squarely in their seats and in their jobs.
Thank you. Are there any other questions, operator?
Not at this time, but as a reminder, it is star one.
Wendy, Jonathan, Felice, any final comments? I really want to thank Wendy Clurgis with the Miami Beaches Association, Jonathan Plutzik with the Betsy, and then Felice Cordoro with Startup Health. And thank you to the press who were able to get on the call. If you'd like to schedule any follow-up interviews with the speakers, please let us know. And the recording will be available. Thank you so much. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
That concludes today's conference. We thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.